Well, I suppose physically I was at my best in when I was in Rochestown College down in Cork, just outside Cork City. And I worked there as principal for a number of years, and I really enjoyed that work. Now, I wouldn't go back to it now because I'm gone beyond it. I think you have to be young or youngish to work with young people. But I really enjoyed that time.
What aspects in particular did you like there?
I liked the whole side of working with the parents. I think that's where I kind of felt most fulfilled. Now, I did some classroom work, working with the parents and the teachers. And we had a system of deans and that in the college, which meant that the young lads were looked after very well. But I think my forte was more with the adults, with the parents and with the teachers. And in a way, I felt that there were two very important aspects of any school community, you know, were the parents and the teachers. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the whole the cut and thrust of school, but you have to have plenty of energy for it.
So when the summertime came, you were glad for the break?
Yeah.
And then when the impending September came, you were keen to get stuck in again?
Well, reluctant, you know. You'd always find it the first week or two back, you'd just be going from bed to work, from work to bed, just getting back into the rhythm again. And then the school has its own rhythm. You know, it takes over.
And how many students were in that school?
My time there, it was a small school now. There were about 350 max. And it had grown from a small boarding school with about 100, 120 pupils. And then the local need became such that we opened it to local young lads. It was a boys' school. And gradually then decided to move out of the boarding, as I think a number of schools were doing around the same time.
And that was obviously presented its own challenges.
Yeah. It had to be done over a period of years.
And did that have an effect, an impact on perhaps between the activities of the school and, say, the activities of your order in terms of vocations?
There had been up to the mid-60s. Most of the people who joined the order were from Munster, let's put it that way. And the reason for that was because most of them came to us through Rochestown College, through Beam Boarders. It was set up in 1884 as it was a worldwide thing at the time. I think many of the orders were doing it to encourage vocations by taking young lads into secondary school, educating them towards the particular religious community. And then in the 60s, that just came to an end. And the last group we would have had from Rochestown was 64. And since then, I don't know, have we had anybody?
And did you attend there?
No.
No.
I was at school in Dublin.
And how did you come across the Capuchins yourself?
I was in a choir. I was in the Palestrina choir in the Pro Cathedral. And there was a man in Church Street, Father Joachim. He was a great man for choirs and a great man for getting people to sing. And lots of my friends were in that choir. And he persuaded me to leave the Palestrina choir and come to Church Street. Yeah.
And from there you didn't look back?
And from there, yeah, I just got to know the Capuchins and got to like what I saw. And especially the kind of warmth that was there among themselves. You know, that whole, we call it a spirit of fraternity now, a spirit of community. I wouldn't have known what to call it at the time, but it was just a nice feeling. It was nice being in their company. It was nice going into their house. We'd be brought in for coffee or for... I just liked it and moved on from there, yeah.
It was a good reception then?
Very good. Very good, yeah.
And to this day, do you feel that has survived?
Oh, yeah. I say it's one of our fortes. It's one of our strong points, I think. We don't do any particular ministry, the Capuchins. We kind of do everything, but we try to do it together.